Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX at 6:14. We're getting ready for Super Bowl parties and all that stuff. Maybe you have playoff parties at your house. I was reading today.
Careful, Tom.
I don't care.
We're getting
Super Bowl
ready for the
I
big game.
Yeah, Super Bowl.
I'm being sarcastic. Facetious, if you will.
There you go. A few people at the fire company Google facetious
Stop,
right
it means
now.
Sarcastic.
Yes, that. Which do you think is worse? The person at your party who double dips or the 5-second rule? Which do you think is worse?
Oh, God, the double dipping.
You are absolutely correct.
Oh, that's great. There is a spoon in the dip for a reason. You put some on your plate.
You do it, mister.
Or else you just use the chip as God intended. It is a vessel to scoop up the appropriate amount of dip and then put it in your mouth.
The chip is a vessel.
Yes.
To scoop the dip and put it in your mouth.
Yes,
I agree with you.
It's a vessel for getting, like, for example, that delicious, it shows up at every Super Bowl party. The buffalo chicken creamy gooey.
Yeah.
Can you tell I'm hungry?
There you go. So, yeah, double dipping is worse than the 5-second rule.
The 5-second rule at my house, all you're going to get is a little bit of dog hair. And you go like this. You go... That's fine.
And it flutters away.
No big
it's
deal.
It's like pulling on a dandelion. A new food scientist says a bowl of dip contains more bacteria than the average floor.
Oh, gosh.
Something to think about. So if you drop something on the floor, 5-second rule, kiss it up to God like they used to say in the coal region.
Yep, exactly.
Go ahead and eat that. But you see somebody double dipping at your big game party, your Super Bowl party, your playoff party, toss that dip in the trash.
Yuck.
Ask the expert.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with Late Night TV.
Frontier Airlines is now making headlines after taking the unusual step of asking passengers to start tipping their flight attendants. What indeed, madam? Exactly. Frontier flight attendants say the most valuable tip they've received so far is to go and work for another airline.
Every Sunday. I'm Laura in the morning, 94KX, Nirvana, man. That will get you ready for Flashback Friday, which is coming up at 7 o'clock.
The 94KX request line is always open. So If you guys want to get your requests in early, you can always give us a phone call, 1-800-326-94KX.
New Year's resolutions, 5 words or less. Lose weight, you fat. What should my last word be? Jimmy Fallon last night.
Lose weight, you fat dude.
Okay, dude will be good because the other word I was thinking of, you can't say
on
the radio.
You can't say that on the radio,
okay.
Thomas.
That's mine.
I'm here to help you filter.
All right, thank you. Lose weight, you fat dude. That's my 5-word resolution. Now, if somebody tells you to put anything into 5 words, it's always a little hard to do.
It is.
But think about what yours might be. In the meantime, Fallon has got a bunch.
Now I thought I'd share some of my favorite 5-word resolutions from you guys. This first is from @DanaHartley9. Her resolution is to stop calling my husband bro. Oh, okay, yeah. Can you pick up the kids from school, bro? This one's from @Boggle1388. His resolution is join the gym, never go. There, it's his 5-word resolution.
That's a good one.
We've all done that. This one's from @JennyFromat. Her resolution is less upsetti, more spaghetti. Yeah!
I like that.
That's a good one, too, yeah.
That's a fantastic one.
Kill the drama.
This one's from @CuckooBear. His resolution is read more, menus don't count. There you go.
Cheesecake Factory.
This last one is from @Reedy. Her resolution is stop procrastinating. We'll start tomorrow.
About your 5-day resolution.
This is Bob.
Tom and Laura in the morning on Friday. We are just a few minutes away from Flashback Friday, so get your requests ready.
Tom, do you know what? This weekend, did you see the forecast?
Yes, snow.
Okay, people might get mad at me, but I'm so excited for some snow on the ground.
Actually, I am too. Now, you're a big skier, so...
I am. But it
I'm
looks,
just a snow guy.
It
I
looks
like
gray
it.
And gross. I want to know what Matt thinks. Like, it looks gray and gross outside.
Look at his face. I think we just figured that out.
I'm okay with an inch or two. As long as it doesn't prevent me from getting where I need to go, like
yes.
I'm heading out of town this weekend, then I'm okay with it.
That's the kind of
Perfect.
Snow I'm talking about, though. The pretty
Perfect.
Glistening on the trees, and then the day after the sun is shining and it looks gorgeous, mm-hmm. and you just have to hit the slopes kind of snow.
Yeah, exactly, because I'm a skier myself. I'm a Poconos kid.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
So
you're I don't
snow.
We yeah,
don't want
exactly.
anyone preventing us from driving to the Poconos. So we need some snow, but we need it to be just enough that there's some on the slopes, but not on the roads.
Exactly right.
Sounds good.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Let's take caller number 4 right now at 1-800-326-94KX for some passes to Ski Shawnee.
January, February.
We have another winner.
94KX, you are caller 4.
That is amazing.
No, it's not really. I just pushed the button 4 times and you're it.
Oh, cool.
Who's this?
This is Cameron.
Hi, Cameron. Where are you calling from?
I am on my way to Beaver Springs.
Oh, Beaver Springs. I love it out there.
Yep.
Yeah, me too.
It's not
it's
in the middle
drive.
Of nowhere.
No, it's not. It's
in
very
the middle
pretty
of
drive.
Somewhere.
Stuff it is,
home.
Especially in the fall.
Yes, I totally agree.
Well, you're on your way to Ski Shawnee.
That is awesome. Thank you.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with a late night soundbite.
Company unveiled new technology this week that can track down Netflix users who share their passwords with others. You caught me, said literally every Netflix user.
I love rock and roll, too. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. That'll get you fired up for Flashback Friday, which is next.
Oh, yes.
After the news, sports, and AccuWeather. We've got details on the Mark Patrick seminars coming up shortly. This is going to sound weird coming from grouchy, grouch guy me.
Oh, okay.
At least that's what you two accuse me of being.
Sometimes, yes.
You are a little grumpy.
I'm starting to look kind of forward to this.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that.
Because of my 5-word resolution, lose weight, you fat dude.
Dude.
Lose weight, you fat dude. Yeah. I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. I don't smoke, so I'm not going to the smoking cessation one. But I'm going to go to the lose weight thing. And I'm going to see if I could dump like 10, 20. Because after that, people start going, dude, are you sick? Like, did you get sick or were you in the hospital? So I can't lose a real lot because people don't know me as Skinny Tommy Tom.
You're allowed to take control of your health, though.
Yes,
and if,
exactly
and if this,
right.
You're allowed to take control of your health. And I think that people, instead of saying, dude, are you okay? They might say, hey, you're looking great. I think people will put a positive spin on it.
That might happen after 10. But then after I get beyond that, because it's happened to me before mm-hmm. at this radio station mm-hmm. 20 years ago, after 10, they're like, dude, you okay? So I'm going to start small. But
yeah, 10's a good goal.
Yeah, I will be there Tuesday at the Best Western Plus at the Country Cupboard Inn in Lewisburg. And you're going with me.
Yes, I'm going to come as well.
What is your deal? You don't smoke and you don't need to lose weight. I mean,
thank you for saying that. I appreciate it. I do feel a bit bajiggity right now after indulging over the holidays.
Bajiggity. I don't even think you could look that up. You can't Google that at the fire company, guys. You can't do that. Bajiggity is Laura's own word.
I'm curious. I've been to a hypnotist like in college, not for a reason
yeah,
like this,
was that fun
but it was
thing.
A comedy thing.
Yeah.
I'm curious to go in with an open mind and see what this seminar is all about. So it's curiosity that is going to take me there, and I'm going to support you.
Thank you.
And Kyle is coming as well.
Kyle, there's another guy. What does he weigh? 100 pounds?
Do you know what's funny?
He has to run around in a shower to get wet, for goodness sakes.
He said to me the
and
other day.
And he doesn't smoke.
He doesn't smoke. The worst habit he has is the Pepsi. That's it. Seriously.
That's true.
And the Kit Kats, maybe?
Yeah, that is his morning routine.
He only has one. You know what I mean? I think the soda is worse than like a candy bar. That's just my personal
opinion.
Are
you sure he only has one?
No.
There you go.
I will say, though, he said that he did drop a couple just from moving our office into the basement because we have to do the steps all day every day.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So he's doing like the Stairmaster,
uh-huh.
sort of.
Yeah.
But the real stairs. Anyway, if you guys want to consider being there with us Tuesday, details now. The Morning Flashback Friday. Thanks for the text, Mike. He wanted to hear Heart Alone as close to 7:15 as possible. And we got it on the air for you on a Flashback Friday. Mike, you should have been here in the studio because you would have witnessed Laura singing every single word of that song.
I haven't heard that song in forever, and I forgot how much I love it.
It's a great song.
I played the air keyboard.
You were. You did a little air guitar.
And a little air guitar and then some drums.
We got slightly disruptive here in the studio.
Yes, we did. Luckily, there's nothing much going on yet.
In on news the radio. Yeah, news radio is kind of quiet, but Eagle 107 was kind of giving you the eyebrow.
I know. I can't help it.
It's,
when I just,
it's Flashback
when it,
Friday.
When the spirit to sing fills me, I can't help it. I don't sing well. But I do sing with gusto.
You certainly do. You do everything with gusto. Here's a story I saved just for you.
Oh, boy.
This weekend in the NFL at the playoffs, the Patriots and the Chargers game will feature the first ever female referee. How about that?
In the NFL?
Yes.
Oh, no way.
Is that great or
what? That's amazing. Good for her. Who is it?
Sarah Thomas is her name, and she's very happy to be part of the festivities.
I grew up loving sports in Pascagoula, Mississippi, not too far from New Orleans.
That's right.
And then once I got into the program, as far as the Division I level and then into the developmental program with the NFL, worked several New Orleans Saints scrimmages. And so practice preparation, and then I got hired last year. You know, I never looked at my gender as something that would hold me back. Thank goodness my father instilled in me that, just never to depend on a man for anything, right? I just never allow that to hold me back. And the guys is such a professional. The NFL has done it right. They are truly a lot of professional men, and I'm just lucky to be a part of it.
How about it? So we'll be looking for
That's
her.
That's amazing.
In the referee crew, a female referee in the NFL for the Pats Chargers game.
That's a big deal.
See, I knew that you got excited.
I mean, think about that, though. I mean, I know she's not going to be wearing the white hat, right? She's probably one of the umpires.
Right, right.
Correct?
She's one
of
the she's
team.
On the team, and she's on the
That's
squad.
What I mean. Yeah. So she clearly worked hard, came up the ranks, and now to be put in a playoff game?
Yep. Playoffs?
Awesome.
Playoffs?
Playoffs.
Playoffs. Are you talking about playoffs? Anyway, I'll be watching for her. Pretty cool.
Me too.
Female referee in the NFL this week. Tom and Laura in the Morning Flashback Friday. Ron, thank you for that one. Another song we haven't heard in a long time. Len, Steal My Sunshine. Flashback Friday requests here, there, and just about everywhere on the texting today.
What's new in theaters this weekend? What's new in theaters this weekend?
This ain't gonna be easy.
Here's Movie Mike with the new movie rundown on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Willem Dafoe in At Eternity's Gate. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. We have four movies opening today, and I cannot imagine a more diverse slate of movies than these four right here.
All right.
Like a little something for everybody. Starting off with The Upside, a wealthy man with quadriplegia hires an unemployed man with a criminal record to help him.
Kevin Hart.
Yes, and Bryan Cranston and Nicole Kidman. This movie's actually been around for a while. It was owned by the Weinstein Company, and then after the whole Harvey Weinstein scandal, they couldn't release anything anymore, so this movie was kind of in limbo for a while. Now another distributor has picked it up and is putting it out this weekend. So
it looks very good.
I'm seeing it this afternoon.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I love all those cast members, so I'm
Me too.
That it'll be good. We've also got A Dog's Way Home. A dog travels 400 miles in search of her owner. This movie was directed by Charles Martin Smith. Do you remember Charles Martin Smith?
I don't remember the name.
He's an actor, best known for American Graffiti. He was kind of like the nerdy guy. Yeah, he's a director now. He still acts sometimes.
This is Laura's kind of movie.
No, I can't.
Oh,
I can't.
You would love it.
Nope.
Come on.
Nope, because Waterworks. There's
it's be
no
a
way.
Jerker,
there's
we'll take
no
a box
way.
Box of tissues.
I can't, because Homeward Bound still makes me cry.
All right.
And this is essentially an updated version of Homeward Bound, just minus the extra dog and cat. Seriously.
I'll tell you my Homeward Bound story after.
Oh, God. Yeah. I can't handle it.
I got a story about that. We've also got Replicas. A scientist becomes obsessed with bringing back his family members who died in a traffic accident. That one stars Keanu Reeves.
It looks a little freaky.
And they're pounding it on TV. No matter what channel you're watching trailers for, to the point where I'm not even remotely interested anymore.
Yeah, you feel like you've seen it already because you've seen the trailer 600 times.
Exactly.
Yeah, and wrapping things up, we have On the Basis of Sex, the story of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, her struggles for equal rights, and what she had to overcome in order to become a U.S. Supreme Court justice.
That looks amazing.
Epic.
Are you
All
going
of
to-
these movies about her. I have loved the two previous ones, plus the documentary, and now I'm excited to see this one.
Well, I saw On the Basis of Sex. They screened it for me last month, so I'll give you my opening day review of it coming up in just a little bit.
Ooh, yay!
All right. Homeward Bound.
I saw the movie in 93, and I was like in my 20s, and packed house. I was sitting next to this big, burly, manly dude with his family. And when the movie's over, I'm crying. I rarely cry at movies. And all of a sudden, they throw the house lights up, and I'm trying to prevent this big, burly, manly guy from seeing me sitting there crying.
I bet he was crying too, though.
No, he was kind of giving me the side.
Oh, jeez.
Like, man up, dude. It's just a movie.
Triangle Tech graduates get important jobs because no one trains you.
Without Fleetwood Mac, although it's been debated, who is that singing in the background? Was it Stevie Nicks?
I think it was.
I think I'm in trouble. Cool song. Here's something we're going to try now. We have Coach Davis from Bucknell in the studio with us. And Peggy from Suncom. We're going to talk about the Soika Slam coming up tomorrow, but it's time for birthday buddies. So, guys, you want to participate?
Of course.
Sure.
Look at that.
Everybody loves the birthday buddies.
Now, can I get Coach to do birthday buddies like a coach, or do you just want to be a nice guy?
Let's be a nice guy today.
There you go.
Nice guy? All right. It is that time, and on Friday we do it at about 7:45.
We do.
It is time for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
Happy birthday to Amanda Arend from Middleburg. She's 39 today.
Happy birthday to Lucy Quincy from Sunbury, 51.
Jay Whipple from Shamokin Dam is 47.
Way to go, Peg. There you go. See that? It's easy. Anybody could be a radio announcer. Kathy Lauver from Sealands Grove is 59 today.
Marcy Tyson from Liverpool is 44.
Jessica Faust from Mount Pleasant Mills, PA is 40.
Aaron Snyder from Cold Township is 40 as well.
Michelle Maxfield from Mifflinburg is the big 4-0 today.
Woo!
I have Kimberly Long from Pack Sinus is 39.
Happy birthday to Fred Wallace. He's from Cold Township. He's 46 today.
Patrick Alvarez from Sunbury is 28.
Crystal Fleor from is 33.
There you go. And Janice Peters Singh from Port Treverton is 54 today.
Sarah Freet from Mount Pleasant Mills is 33 today.
Lisa Bowersox, happy birthday. You're from Winfield and you're 47.
Man, they're getting the hang of it now. Michaela Dorman texted in this morning, is 7 years old. Her mom texted that in. Happy birthday, Michaela. And, you know, Laura, we always close out with everybody's got a birthday.
That's right, and we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always call us 1-800-326-94KX, text us at 49330, or you can message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Each and every weekday morning, and today with special help, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
You guys are great. Let's do some tickets.
All right. So, Peggy, what do we have right now to give away? It's something special, and it's happening tomorrow.
Yep.
Well, I believe you have a four-pack family, four-pack tickets to the Dirk Soika Slam Dunk. It's our 15th year, so we're excited to have more people join us.
That's right. We're going to take caller number 4 right now at 1-800-326-94KX. And after we get our winner, we're going to talk with Coach about the game, American, and how you can support Suncom. Good luck.
Ask the Expert is brought to you by...
We have another winner.
KX, your caller 4.
Woohoo!
Yeah, who's this?
I'm Jessica.
What's going on, Jessica?
I just got my kiddo off at school.
And you're on your way to work?
Actually, I'm off today.
Wow. Oh, even better.
Well, you're going to grab those kiddos tomorrow and head over to Bucknell. How's that?
Sounds great.
Jessica, tell everyone what station just hooked you up for the Soika Slam Dunk.
94KX.
And say good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Good morning.
See, she gets to talk to the coach and everything.
I
That's
know,
an extra bonus.
So cool.
Not only did she win a family four-pack, but she just said hi to Coach Davis, and we welcome him in the studio as well.
That's right. The Soika Slam Dunk is tomorrow. Noon tip-off, lots of stuff going on. Peggy, 15 years of the Soika Slam Dunk.
Wow, 15 years.
It's amazing, really. It keeps growing each year. The team support, the community support, it's just tremendous. So couldn't be happier and pleased to have everybody's support.
Yeah, and it's a day game this year, so you could bring all the kids out. It'll be a good time, and it's always a good basketball game. Coach, American, what do you think?
I think, unfortunately, they're pretty good.
I didn't want to put it that way, but there you go, Coach. Yeah, rumor has it, pretty good basketball team.
They're a good team. They're playing with a lot of confidence. They won the other night, beat Navy in a game that Navy was 2-0, and they were 1-1, so they needed to get that win. And They have pretty much their entire team back from last year. And like I said, they're playing well and playing with a lot of confidence. So we got to work it out for us.
Yeah. Tell us about your team. Young, building, growing?
I think we've got a good team also. I think that we have guys playing new roles, so it's a little bit different than it was last year. We obviously lost three really good players last year, but I like our talent that's coming back. They work really hard. It's coming together. Got to get better, but still a long way to go, and hopefully we can find a way to win some more games along the way.
Very cool.
You know what? My money's on the Bison, as always.
We always root for the Bison.
We do. We do indeed.
We are Soika Psychos.
SunCom is obviously a cause that's near and dear to Tom and I's heart. We love helping our friends at SunCom host this event each and every single year. And way before then, when I was a college student, I loved participating as well. So Peggy, just tell us really quickly where the funds go, how they can help individuals living with disabilities in our area.
Sure. Well, SunCom provides services to approximately 500 individuals with disabilities. And so we have a variety of programs. We have facility-based programs, and we take people into the community to volunteer, gain skill, employment. And so, serving all those people, we have five facilities. So the money that we raise helps us to get people out, get active in their community, gain their goals that they have in life. And, it just provides that extra support to us so we can provide that extra support to the people that we serve from our community.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's a powerful thing to see what SunCom does, bringing people to their highest potential. And that's been a cause close to my heart for a long time. I worked with Peggy a long time ago.
Yeah.
So it's fun for the whole family. It's for a great cause.
Absolutely.
And Coach Davis, you're going to see one heck of a basketball game too, right?
I think they win each time we're there, Coach. I'm not sure. Somebody should do the stats, but it's always a close one, but you pull it off. So.
No pressure there. Thanks.
I was going to say, the past three, though, it's been a win for Bucknell.
Yes.
I know that for sure.
You're not sure about the last 15.
No. But the past three, it's been a win for Bucknell because I've been lucky enough to be at the games.
There you go. Coach Davis, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Peggy, thank you so much for joining us. We'll see everybody tomorrow at Soika Pavilion. Noon tip-off for the Bucknell Bison and the Soika Slam Dunk.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing At Eternity's Gate. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Following the documentary RBG, On the Basis of Sex is the second movie about Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg to be released in the last 8 months. I'm guessing Samuel Alito is feeling pretty neglected right about now. Felicity Jones plays the young Ginsburg, who takes on an important case that, if she wins, could overturn several decades' worth of gender discrimination. Anyone who has seen the RBG documentary or knows some fundamental legal history is already aware of the outcome of the case and how it helped cement Ginsburg's legacy. Advanced knowledge doesn't detract from the pleasure of seeing how it was accomplished, though. On the Basis of Sex is fascinating in the way it shows her formulating her argument and, more importantly, trying to figure out what the other attorneys will argue so that she's ready to counter them. Felicity Jones is excellent as Ruth, capturing the righteous anger that drives the character while still showing a more vulnerable side. On the Basis of Sex handles its subject matter in a familiar, reverent manner. You won't find any cutting-edge storytelling here. And the RBG movie tells the history a little more compellingly because you hear it straight from the woman herself. Any small imperfections aside, the magnitude of this true story and the strong work from Felicity Jones make the film impossible to ignore. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 Sandra Day O'Connors.
Bam!
Yay!
So, I gotta go see that.
Good movie. Like I said, if you've seen RBG, you might feel the same way I did, which is, okay, it's a little more interesting to hear her tell the story. If you haven't seen it, I think you'll probably really get into this. But either way, this is a good movie we're seeing.
All right. Sounds
awesome.
Good.
I'm excited.
I'm looking forward to that. And you are seeing only one movie this weekend?
One today. I'm going to see The Upside in a little while.
Okay.
And some other ones later this weekend.
Excited to hear that review as well.
Yep.
We'll talk to you Monday.
See you then.
This is the sound of McDonald's bag.
Tom and Laura in the morning on a Flashback Friday, way back with Lita Ford, Kiss Me Deadly. we always joke off air and, of course, even on the air about the three generations of Tom and Laura in the morning.
Yes, that is true.
Way back when Flashback Friday was not flashing back, it was the current times,
mm-hmm.
We didn't have so many varieties of television.
It's true.
We had either over-the-air TV or you had a cable stuck
a cable
in the back
box.
Of your TV.
A cable box.
Yeah, remember, mm-hmm. Remember those big boxes?
I always loved going to the neighbors that had a cable box because the Disney Channel was on there.
There you go. Mm-hmm. See, we're flashing back with this. Very good. I go so far back, I remember the rabbit ears on top of the TV
Me
when
too.
All you could get in NEPA was Channel 16, Channel 28. and Channel 22 if you're lucky, and VIA.
22 and VIA.
That goes way back.
Yep.
And now we have cut the cable, mm-hmm. and we have Connect TV, which you use anything you want.
It's
too confusing.
There's so many
versions
of streaming television available now, mm-hmm. that it's almost overwhelming.
And there are so many television shows.
Yes.
Now I'm thinking of going with Netflix because you've talked about how cool it is.
I like Netflix.
And I'm going to try to be hip. Until this morning.
Oh boy.
When I found out about the show Murder Mountain.
No. I don't watch this show.
Murder Mountain.
Oh, since arriving here, I've been shot at. I've been beaten. I've been kidnapped 3 times.
What?
Had a gun shoved in my mouth, tied to a chair.
What?
Kicked down a flight of stairs. Hunted ruthlessly through town. And I don't think I'll ever leave. I love it here.
And he loves it there.
I don't watch Murder Mountain.
Murder Mountain, where marijuana is grown legally and illegally.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys with the black scarves over their faces are the guys that are growing and selling it illegally. This is a TV show now.
It's almost like a reality TV show.
Yeah, it's a hard dose of reality.
Right? But I don't watch that show.
Well, okay. So when I heard that little clip, I was like, okay, you know what? Maybe I don't need Netflix because maybe it's full of garbage. But it can't be.
No, it's
because
not.
You have it. And
I
you
do
don't
have
watch
it.
This kind of garbage.
I actually, on Netflix, I've been sort of obsessed recently with this show called Tidying Up. And we're trying to, you know, move into 2019, bettering ourselves. We're thinking about health and wellness and fitness. But tidying up is all about clearing your physical space.
Okay, can we do that in the studio?
Absolutely. you start with your clothing. And it's this adorable Japanese woman who, so she doesn't really speak English. But I love this show. And it's all about finding joy in the things that you have.
Okay, give me something else, because that sounds nice and everything, but I'm Tom Morgan you're talking to. Tommy Tom wants entertainment.
All right, cool. So you can watch How I Met Your Mother and Friends in reruns anytime you want.
Bam, I'm in. Flashback Friday, going down to Lake Hill with New Kids on the Block.
That's for you, Pam.
There you go, Pam. Have a good weekend. We talk about the 3 generations of Flashback Friday and me being the old guy. Old people and fake news, it's something scary.
The average person older than 65, they say, shared 7 times more false information than those between the ages of 18 and 29. And elderly conservatives are 7 times more likely than millennials to believe Cardi B is a vitamin supplement.
Flashback Friday, going back into the 70s. Her name was Cheryl Lynn. She had a lot of help from Stevie Wonder, which is cool. Keeping it real with Tom and Laura on a Friday morning. News is next. Some people have a bucket list. Some people just have a dream list, a wish list. Maybe it's your resolution. Keeping it real was Dejanay Wilson from Wakefield, Virginia. He decided in the new year he was going to get this done because he always wanted to do it. That sounds good, right, Laura? I mean, you know.
Amazing, yeah.
Except his lifelong dream was to be on a high-speed chase from police.
What?
So he did it. Wednesday morning, through a construction zone, the cops tried to pull him over. Dejanay took off, wound up leading them on a high-speed highway chase through 3 counties. At one point, police clocked him at over 130 miles per hour. After about 35 miles, the cops managed to box him in a little police procedure, pull him over to the shoulder. And when they did, his quote was, "This is my lifelong dream, to run from police. Thank you." He thanked the cops.
Yeah, except he's going to lose his license.
What is wrong with people now? I will admit, I've got that fantasy. I have taken my car to over 100 miles an hour, and it's got more left in it. But
here's the thing, though.
If I get caught, I pull over.
You can actually pay to live out that fantasy at certain spots around our area, and then also up at Pocono.
Okay, the Pocono Experience, that's a good idea.
Yes, so if you want to do a ride-along, you can also pay to do a drive-along.
Right.
But then locally, like if you want to race your car legally, go to one of the many drag strips in our area.
There you go.
I mean, I don't understand.
Maybe Roanoke, Virginia is missing a few drag strips. I don't know. He's been charged with eluding police so far, but they say more charges are probably coming.
I'm going to go with yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Oh boy, bad choice.
Your dream for 2019?
Bad choices.
Mom, can we have burgers?
Sure. Really? Can we have fries?
Yep.
Whoa.
Can we have milkshakes?
You got it. Say yes to new...
94KX.
Hi, I'd like to make a request, please.
Sure, what do you need?
Can I hear Stevie Wonder, Superstition?
Wow, that goes way back.
I like that song.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool.
That's a good song.
Who's this?
This is Bailey Hedrick.
Hey, Barry, where you calling from, bud?
Oh, I'm right now in Sealands Grove.
Sealands Grove. Why Stevie Wonder? I gotta know, because I love Stevie Wonder.
He's probably one of my favorites of all time.
Songs in the Key of Life, probably one of the best albums ever.
Yep.
Just throwing it out there. Thanks for calling, man.
Oh. Yeah, thank you.
Right, bye.
Yep.
Here comes your Stevie.
It's a Flashback Friday.
Tom and Laura in the morning, Flashback Friday. We got like Soul Train going on in here.
We
it's crazy.
Do. It's a party on a Flashback Friday.
I don't think I've ever seen Kevin Hur dance like that before.
He looked good.
I think he broke a hip, actually.
It Kevin, you doing okay?
Actually, a friend of mine said I need a hip replacement more than anybody else he's ever met.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he was referring to a physical hip replacement, though.
he needs a hip injection.
Right, yes.
Stevie Wonder, by request.
He had moves that I've never seen.
And probably never wanted to.
I love a Flashback Friday. You never know what's going to happen. You
People
never know who's
in.
Going to come in the studio. It's fantastic.
You know, once Coach Davis from Bucknell did the birthday buddies this morning, it all just started spiraling out of control.
Off the tracks.
I absolutely loved it. But he never gave us the coach voice.
You're stuck on that coach voice, and I feel like he's a nice guy.
He is a nice guy, but Kevin's a sports guy. He'll side with
me
on this.
There's a coach voice.
There is a coach voice.
There's a coach voice. Yeah, I even had it when I was coaching youth football. It was a coach voice, yeah.
Yep. And
what? Actually, no, mine was...
Okay, go ahead.
Well, you know...
What phrase?
You're using youth football, so you have to remember there's certain things you can't say.
Sure, they're not.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So mine was... Off the commercial. Oh, great googly muggly.
Great googly muggly.
Great
every time
googly
one of the kids,
moogly.
Every time one of the kids heard that, they'd go, oh, what did I do now?
Exactly. Mine was three simple words. Come on now. When they heard that, they listened for the words that followed after that.
Okay.
And they were hoping it wasn't them. Like, come on now. And they'd all pay attention. Tighten up that midfield now. Come on.
Come
and then
on
be
now.
Like, I want Coach Davis to come back on the show. Tomorrow it's the 15th annual Dirk Soika Slam Dunk at Bucknell University, and we will be there.
Yes, we will. Tip-off is at noon. The Bison take on American. I have a good feeling about the Bison. They're a young team, but they're strong.
And how did Coach Davis so graciously say today, oh, American, yeah, they're good this year.
Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, this is a Bucknell team that can score some points, too.
Yeah, Bucknell, no matter who they've played, has won on the Soika Slam, what did you say earlier this morning?
Three years in a row? I'd have to look at the stats for the 15 years of the Soika Slam Dunk, because as Peggy pointed out, they tend to always pull off a win when it's Soika Slam Dunk game.
I think that's
great.
I think that is great. The Soika Slam happens tomorrow, presented by Geisinger, Wise Markets, the Sports Zone Toys and Comics, and also Sunbury Motors, and all of us here at 94KX. All proceeds, again, benefiting
our friends at Suncom. Don't stop singing now. Don't you stop singing now. You do that to me all the time.
Well, I know. Flashback Friday wraps up with the album Frampton Comes Alive, the summer of 1976. I am having so many flashbacks behind this microphone right now. That was one of the greatest albums of all time until Thriller came out. Thriller surpassed it in sales. Michael Jackson. But, yeah.
Frampton. Were you in high school then?
Yes, I was
That's
in
awesome.
High school. And, yeah, good times. Good times with that album. Peter Frampton sang for a band called Humble Pie, and some of our listeners might remember that band, but they weren't anything big. He left the band, and that year that album came out, Frampton did come alive. I mean, it was a live album, but the whole summer of Frampton, I call it, was amazing.
That's
and
awesome.
The Summer Olympics in Montreal in 1976 as well.
Oh, wow. I've actually been to that Olympic stadium.
Me too.
Yeah,
it was,
how cool.
So, you know, Flashback Friday is truly... Flashback Friday on 94KX.
Super fun. Hopefully everybody enjoyed flashing back to way back when.
Mm-hmm.
Some new kids for me when I was in late middle school.
There you go.
Some Frampton for you when you were in high school.
Len Steal My Sunshine from elementary school.
There
you go. Three generations of Tom and Laura. Hey, join us at the Soika Center tomorrow. The guy coming up next will be slam dunking for the crowd.
Yes, he will.
I don't know about that.
I may or may not have just made that up, but anyway.
Tom, Kyle, and I will be there tomorrow at Bucknell. It's all in support of our friends at SunCom, helping individuals with disabilities be exceptional in every walk of life. It's just such a great organization, and this is such a fun event. Tip-off is at noon. Tickets available at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, are you psyched?
I'm pumped.
We're Soika Psychos here.
It's going to be a good time. I've been looking forward to this ever since last year.
Me too.
It is a great event, so please bring the whole family. And thank you to Peggy from SunCom and Coach Davis for coming in this morning, doing the birthday buddies with us and having a lot of fun.
Everybody, have a good weekend.
Kyle's next. Bye.
Bye.